In 1977, I met this ministry in chiropractic school. I went to chiropractic school in January, and I met this ministry in January. And I am convinced I went to chiropractic school to meet this ministry because I had planned on being an obstetrician or a pediatrician ever since I was 12 years old. I was interested in doing that in parts of the world where there was no care, you know, to be of service. But I met this ministry in 1977 before a lot of you in the room were born. But the reason I'm mentioning that was when I met the emissaries, I also met Sunrise Ranch. I hadn't been to Sunrise Ranch. But what I got to touch and what I knew was happening was a bunch of people were doing this together in a way that I didn't have the opportunity quite yet to experience the penetrating possibility of the spontaneous birth of life through human beings doing something together out of love. Doing it because they loved spirit, they loved being centered, they loved each other. Didn't mean they got along, because a lot of times when we love each other, there are things that we have to address and be with. But even though I was in Iowa at the time, and then I was practicing in New York, I was sending my substance here, financial substance, on a regular basis, because that was a way in which I was participating. If I could financially support what was happening here, I was doing it. I didn't have to be doing it on the ground here, and that was my experience for the longest time. And I'm sharing it not to solicit donations, but to say there are various ways in which people participate in the spontaneous dynamic ecstasy of being alive. And I have found a lot of ecstasy in my life. I have found that there's so much joy that, you know, we talk about our gift. One of the gifts that's been given to me is that I know what it's like to be full of joy. And then I also know what it's like to share my joy. You know, to grab little Rain. I'm in ecstasy. You know, you can say, oh, it's because she's a baby. It's just like there's nothing else present in me but the ecstasy of the privilege of holding the baby. Same thing with Ayla, even though she gives me that a lot these days. No. Doesn't matter. It doesn't stop the joy I have just by seeing her. So those are part of the culture that most people can identify with, joy around children. But what about just the joy that Jerry was saying? This is a day that I've been given to see how love might manifest through me while I'm alive on this day. I mean, it could be a hellish day, but I still have the opportunity to be in ecstasy about the possibility of I am alive. I have this incredible mind that understands the creative process. I have this heart that loves people, wants to serve. I have this body that's still present, and I'm connected to my spirit. My spirit is full of excitement about, funny to say, but full of excitement about the death of a culture that has been causing nothing but grayness to most people, including myself. I had the experience this weekend of being aware of two parties. The people who were friends of mine for over 20 years were having, and I was one of the like three people not invited to both these parties. And it's like, that just goes, ugh. But it's kind of like, what do you do with that? Being a human being when that stuff happens, you know? The ministry couldn't handle Jerry. There are gatherings that are not ready for your gift. I mean, and even though I've known him for some of them 25 years, and you just wonder, I know for me, I'm pretty straightforward with people, and I sometimes will say, did I do something? But I have found it doesn't really necessarily free anything up, because unless it's a really safe and smart and appropriate thing to do. Because I still don't know why I wasn't invited. And there might come a time where I'd ask. But I'm bringing it from, like, is that part of the culture that's going to make me stop being full of ecstasy and joy because I wasn't invited to these two parties this weekend? It did hurt. I mean, I did wonder. I'm sitting home by myself watching The Crown, which I am now addicted to. I don't know if it's because they just speak with a British accent or it's the story of Queen Elizabeth. And my friends are, you know, having a party. I'm going to reread this poem I wrote because it speaks of something I have to do over and over again. And I think, you know, it is the experience of when I touched and found Sunrise Ranch, I had to keep reconfiguring in my head, how is it possible that people are living together, doing this amazing thing? How is it possible that my financial donations is making me feel like I'm part of it? I mean, I remember when I came here, somebody, it's hard for you to know the context, because at one point, everybody who lived here worked here. Nobody worked anywhere off the property. We didn't have a conference business. And so people had everything they need. We had a commissary for the things that people could might have had to go to town for, because hardly anybody had a car. Everybody shared cars. We ate every meal together, 3 meals a day. And the amount of money people were paid was so low you wouldn't believe it. I mean, really. $100 a month. It was $100 a month when it went up. Because it used to be like $35, $40 a month. Yeah, but that was a long time ago. I mean, I do know, like, for example, I got my first job when the minimum wage was $1.50 an hour. So, you know, putting things in perspective is, so money was a different thing then. But I came here, and it was one of the first times I was on the property, and somebody was complaining to me. Not complaining. They were being smart alecky about it, but like, yeah, you're rich and we're poor. And one of the leaders who was in the room with me looked at him and said, and she has been supporting you for 20 years. And it just like stopped the culture. Like he acknowledged that my participation was as important as his participation living here. And we need to break that culture of how you're going to participate and what a person's doing inspired by spirit. It all has to be valued. And we cannot think this is better and that's less comfortable. Because, you know, we're all uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable because I didn't get invited to my friends' parties. Some people are uncomfortable for other reasons. Does that stop us radiantly participating in the new culture that's being born because we're so full of ecstasy? You want to see ecstasy, you should have seen Roshana dance for 12 minutes yesterday about in FSE. You could be a zombie or a witch, but you gotta flip that switch. Yes, she did do that. I'm not exaggerating. And I'm not bringing up this thing about donations to have it to be about how generous I was. It was the only way I knew how to participate. I couldn't live here. I was practicing in New York. I couldn't do both. And even when I moved here, I couldn't live here because I had a practice. And everybody who lived here worked here. You couldn't live here and work off the ranch. We needed everybody who was here to run the ranch. Whole different culture. But on this day, we have a culture that's full of life and full of possibility when we're, in fact, honoring how Spirit would have us be together now. We get to welcome incredible people here. We had 80 people in the dining room. What a privilege. What a privilege to let these people touch something and let them participate with us for the 4 days they're here in the possibility of having a whole new experience of what culture on earth could be like when the culture is oriented and serving love. As opposed to, we have a great conference center with good rooms and we give good food and this is a great business. That's true, but that's not what they're here for. And that's not what I'm about. I'm glad we have a good business because it does allow people to be here. I'm glad we have those greenhouses because we get to eat that incredible food. But that's not the point is life being born today through human beings who know the source of their reality. Right? Yeah. Right? I mean, I'm not like just blowing smoke up your nose. Good save, Jane. Good save. I'm trying really hard to be politically correct. And I'm not very good at it. I did just hear a joke from a 4-year-old, if you want to compete with Jerry. Do you know who Elsa is from Frozen? You know why you don't ever hand her your balloon? She'll let it go, let it go. That's a 4-year-old. So this is the poem. I wrote this well over a year ago when I found it. It was in A Pulse of Spirit. And I started by saying, welcome to this most incredible moment. We are on the precipice of what is being born right now. It was true then, and it's true now. I acknowledge all those standing with me, ready to jump into what is next. A lot more than you in this room. And I'll tell you something, not everybody in this room is ready to jump. I say that because I have no expectation if you want to jump with me or not, but I'm ready to jump with those who want to jump. I am in heaven. I woke up this morning. Consequently, I'm in heaven. I'm still here. I am the vibrational place of love. That's what this is designed for, to hold the vibration of love. I am on the precipice of creation. Something is being created every time I speak a word, every time I'm in the presence of a person, every time I take a step, something's being created. I am on the precipice of creation all the time. I am letting go of all my great ideas, all my sabotaging and destructive feelings. I am surrendered to the vibration of love. I am surrendered to the vibration of love, which is encoded with the design of its own creation. When you surrender into that ecstasy, into that love, the code comes right with it. You don't have to like figure it out. Love has a code in it, and it's saying, do this, be Jane, be you. Really, you know, it's saying, be you. I want you to be you. I am being transformed as I am dying. I am being transformed as I am being born. I am in heaven on the precipice of a new life. Join me there. You ready to jump into that?
Sure.
I know you are. I have absolutely no doubt. I don't know anyone who says yes as loudly as Noelle. It's true. I mean, she doesn't stay quiet about this stuff, in case you haven't noticed. Sunrise Ranch was designed to be a proving ground for something, and it still is. And you can participate at whatever level you want, but I have to tell you, the privilege of participating at the highest level in the joyful ecstasy of creating with people who want to do this in the spirit of love, don't miss a minute. Don't miss a minute. Even though there are things that come, like sadness, not being invited to a party, pain, our bodies might be uncomfortable, emotional history comes up. I had a new patient today that said to me 6 times that she kept repeating how much she was traumatized as a child. You know, we were talking about something totally different, and she goes, well, you have no idea how traumatized I was as a child. And it's like, well, after the third time, I really do. But she couldn't break the loop. She couldn't break the loop into the joy of what was possible for her because there was so much comfort in her knowing that and identifying with it. And I felt badly, but I also thought, I can love you as this is, and I can also say, there's so much more. So much more. You didn't come to me for nothing. You know, you're not in my office so that you have someone else who believes you. You know what I mean? Are you going to give me all this money at the end of this appointment? Because I say, yes, you really are. You really have been traumatized. You already know that. How about you're paying me because I'm reminding you of the greatness within you? Even though she came in for a physical situation, she had such a list of things that she could not conquer. The trucks go by my bedroom window. There are dogs beneath my apartment. If I move over there, the kids are going to play by the pool. If I have to move, I have to get all my stuff together. I mean, she kept going on and on. And I'm not saying this to dismiss her pain, but to say, what level is that happening in me where I'm holding on to something that's just so familiar that I'm denying my own joy? Like, I'm not standing up here telling you that I'm a victim, but I did tell you I wasn't invited to do parties. I didn't like it. You want me to tell you who they were so you can go after him? I'm going to call Uncle Mario. I got Uncle Nunzio, Uncle Mario, Uncle Ricardo. Unfortunately, the only uncle I have left is the one who is in the mafia. I haven't seen him in years. I'm talking mafia. Like, he went to my Uncle Mario's house and asked if he could bury a body. Keeps it real. I found that out a couple years after he did it, but he ended up going to prison even though they couldn't prove he had that body. Uncle by marriage, not by blood. Just want to be clear. Sicilian. Of course, now you know I'm not Italian anyway, right? 4%. I'm living into the ecstasy of being Italian, even though Ancestry.com says I am not. I would put money on the fact that every single day, every one of us feels pain. Every one of us feels sadness, feels frustration, comes up against something we don't know the answer to. I have to say, as Jerry was saying, so what? You know, bring your gift into that situation. Your radiant spirit of possibility, you might be saving the whole world by being present clearly in that situation. I know that there are things that have changed because of people loving each other at Sunrise Ranch. I know it. My life changed. I went to chiropractic school because of what was happening at Sunrise Ranch. I met this ministry. I didn't even know what a chiropractor was. But the current of what was happening here drew me to this place so that I could find out. And you might not believe that, but I know it with every cell in my body, that I went to chiropractic school because I met somebody on my softball team who was going to chiropractic school. That was it. I knew nothing about chiropractic. I wanted to deliver babies. That's how love works. Love calls people home. Love calls people into the dream of being ecstatically alive. And as we love each other that way, other people are waking up. You better believe it.